Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, it's hour number three. Hour trace. I got to know some Spanish. Impress people. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. What'd you think of the Liberty Dollar Notehouse interview? What'd you think of the Colonel Schaefer not being able to disagree that it's high treason, that Obama's launching wars without congressional approval and saying he's under U.N. control? But it's not really treason if you always work for that group, but side issue. All of this is part of the globalist plan. That's why our, quote, government helped create the UN to later transfer our power to it. The traitors inside created it so they could burn the ship of liberty and move us over to the ship of tyranny. But I'm not getting on board. And they're trying to drill holes in this ship. I'm trying to clog them. I'm trying to fix the leaks here, and I hope you'll join me. It's easy to sit back and go, oh, we'll never fix this. Well, you know where we're going if we don't? I mean, it's kind of like when you're getting mugged. I mean, you're either going to give them your wallet and let them beat you up and laugh at you, or you're going to open a can of, you know, good old boy guts and stomp them in the ground. And that's how it is politically and in life. It's just a lot better when you, to not get in the ground and lick boots. I mean, it's like you may beat me in the end, but you know what? I'm going to bite your feet. That is not a radical, courage-filled angle. That's normal, ladies and gentlemen. I've told you this. Look, a squirrel, if you corner it, will attack you and fight like the devil. A raccoon will probably beat you. The smallest chimpanzee will beat the biggest UFC fighter. You know why? Because they're not looking for trouble, folks. But you corner one, they don't have a governor. They will turn it loose and tear your face off. And we've got to politically get into that area of our guts and our mind where we don't play games anymore, where we're not afraid to tell it like it is and come right out with it. The time for playing games and holding back what we say and what we believe is over. Old-timers, oh, those old-timers are get off my land and don't trust the government. They're backwards. No, they weren't backwards, ladies and gentlemen. They'd lived in the real world and came from people that lived in the real world, where if you made mistakes, you didn't live. It's this modern society with all its great attributes. At the end of the day, in the final equation, when the curtain falls, makes us weak. And it makes us like lambs of the slaughter. The complexity of society, the complexity of civilization is something that tyrants can hide behind. It's something that evil can live under, like roaches. And now the roaches feel so powerful, they're telling us, get out of our house, or to shine their little roach feet. I'm not doing it. Okay? And I've got some news I'm going to cover when we come back, briefly, as fast as I can. On all over the country, a phenomenon that really illustrates just how dire our straits are, the police arresting people that film them at city council meetings and on street corners. And one guy's facing life in prison. I've seen charges where it's 15 years, 20 years, and thought it was bad. This guy's facing life in prison. And the article said 75, but actually I looked at the charges and other news reports life. It did, you know, he's 40-somethings, they estimate, you know, as he's 40, they estimate he'll die. So they're saying 75 on the life in prison. And they admit in the newscast, you know, the newscaster really believes, or maybe he's lying to people, but I think the guy looks like, you know, he's a mainline person, doesn't even know which end is up, that you don't film police. But the fact that the cops know the law and they know that they're going and bamboozling the juries to send innocent people to prison, let me tell you, you're dealing with some real criminals. And this guy shouldn't just have the charges dropped. All the people that file them are criminals. They're criminals. They need to be brought to justice. Nothing worse than government oppressing people.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods.com. Direct.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live now into the third and final hour today. We are going to go to your phone calls coming up here in a few minutes. But first, I want to get to our report today by Paul Joseph Watson that is also linked at drudgereport.com in the middle column. Man faces life in jail for recording police. Now, this article is so important that I, again, do not have words to describe it. So I hope that everyone is listening very, very carefully to me. Please listen to me. When you see an article like this, you automatically, even if you don't know the law, say, that sounds crazy. So then you read deeper. The man filmed police in public. And you know that there's no perception of privacy in public. That's how the government videotapes us with cameras. That's how the police have squad car cameras. That's how most police wear microphones or even small cameras on their ties or on their shirt. Is it wiretapping when they come up to you? Is it wiretapping when you're at the beach and shoot some video that's recording audio of people walking down the beach? No, you're in a public place. When you see tourists videotaping down a street, do you run over and say, I'm calling the police? You're wiretapping? No. The answer is no. And I've read these wiretapping statutes in the 12 states where they are arresting and convicting people. In most cases, it gets thrown out or it gets thrown out on appeal. But the point is, they are convicting people when it's not a wiretapping statute. The statute is in a private place recording someone without their consent. And normally it's mafia-run areas like Connecticut, New York, Illinois, where they do not want people to be able to tape them. They don't want to be caught in all of their corruption. Now, from Maryland to Illinois, all over the place, every day now, I see articles where people are being arrested. I saw a case in Maryland where the guy's 200 yards away, police are beating people. The police march over, beat him, and take him to jail and charge him, and he was facing felony wiretapping. Now, it got thrown out of court later, but the point is they were trying to put that guy in jail. I see cases now where people have surveillance on their own business or home. Cops come for whatever reason, you go to jail because you have a camera. I've seen cases where citizens videotape other citizens in one case in a town where the police give citizens radar guns. They videotaped that. The cops came on the people's property and arrested them for wiretapping. So I know you've seen it in your newspaper. It's happening in 12 states. And those 12 states have very evil police. Does that mean all of them are evil? No. But the prosecutors, the bosses, the police chiefs are extremely evil. It is beyond Soviet tyranny. In the Soviet Union, if you were somebody caught with a camera or something, just in general public, most people were allowed to have cameras, and you were videotaping something, they might take it away. Same thing in other third world countries. I know American tourists that we've interviewed that have been to North Korea and are allowed to videotape certain areas, but they've been caught in areas they're not supposed to be. They just take it away. In America, you videotape police in public. In fact, in some of these cases that this newscast covers, at city council meetings, and the cops beat somebody up and then turn in one of these reports to three people taping them and arrested all of them and charged them with felony wiretapping. You're in a city council public building, cameras all around. It's on local television, local cable. In this particular case we've got here, and the cops arrest three people. I mean, these people, this is worse than North Korea, okay? Now, what's incredible is they go and actually throw the book at people, go to these kept moron juries, have the judge tell them, yes, the statute says this. Well, the statute goes on to say, but not in public if there's a perception, there's no perception of privacy. They just ignore that and say, this is wiretapping, illegal wiretapping, and some people are being convicted. I found some cases. You know, I wrote part of this with Watson. He says in here, you know, they've thrown out all the charges. Well, in the cases he found, I've seen cases, we're going to have those added, where you do go to jail. If you're a poor person, don't know your rights, and you don't know how you get convicted to appeal it, it's over. You're going to jail. And see, the cops don't care if this is getting thrown out in these 12 states over and over again in most cases. And then poor people that can't defend themselves are actually going to jail. They don't care. It is a brazen, cold-blooded attack on the First Amendment and free speech to chill it to the bone. I see cases now every few days, specifically with people being arrested when a cop comes up to their car, their wife starts videotaping it on an iPhone or Droid, and the cop says, what are you doing videotaping me? And they say, well, we're just taping this encounter. And one of the tapes, he said, that's it, you're anti-law enforcement. See, in his crazy mind, well, you don't like me because you're taping this. I'm going to go ahead and get you out, put you in handcuffs, and he takes the guy's wife to jail. You've seen these cases on the news. I mean, this is cuckoo crazy. But then it's not a rogue cop. He gets them down to the department. It goes to the prosecutor. You get released from jail. And then you end up going to trial. Member, Lyon County, Kentucky. Kelly Rushing. Kelly Rushing. This is now 7 years ago. 6.5 years ago. I got calls from listeners going, hey, I've been arrested. I was handing out your videos to state police. And what was on the tape? Well, a Ron Paul speech called Neocon. And then your film, Road to Tyranny. And they charged me for both the Ron Paul speech and you. And I was like, send me some proof. Well, about a week later, comes in the mail, the Lyon County newspaper. I showed it on air somewhere around here. And they were with a straight face. Kelly Rushing. And it turned out, great family, there for over 100 years, well-known business owners. He was just like, hello, officer, I'd like to give you this video about what's happening in America. The cop, a couple days later, comes and arrests him and laughs at him and calls his wife and says, I got the VHS bandit. It's VHS tape. Still around then. And then I still couldn't believe it. I called the judge. And I said, are you judge? He goes, yes, you're calling me at home. I says, all right. He goes, yeah. He was a Southern gentleman, but obviously a tyrant. And I said, are you really about to have a trial for handing videos out? He goes, well, I can't talk about it, but yes, it's next week. And they went in and put on a whole two-day trial, had a jury there, and they said no to both counts of threatening police. And the cop got on the thing and said, I find this video threatening. I mean, this guy looked at Kelly Rushing like he wasn't even a human. A nice, friendly guy pulling up to police and others going, hello, officer, I want you to know about how we can save America. And these guys watch videos that freak them out. Freak them out because the truth hurts. And they go and arrest him and have a trial. Now, that's my issue here. Is that they're taking children and arresting parents for spanking them every day in this country when there's no law against spanking children. Check it out. They're taking children every day for not inoculating children when there's no law. You ask, how do they do that? They've got juries, ladies and gentlemen, that will do whatever they're told in many areas. And they've got family courts set up as racial hygiene eugenics courts about 95 years ago, give or take, who would order sterilization. It's just a judge. They're not real courts. That's where we get family courts. They didn't exist before. You had a real jury. You had to have proof of something. That's how they're doing this. And it's a lawless criminal government. But I want to say something to police officers before I come back and play this clip and go to your calls. Listen, the Bill of Rights and Constitution is there to protect you just like us. And the fact is, it was just a few months ago, 9 states doing this. Now it's 12 states doing it. And that's in the newscast coming up, like part of it. Old things at Infowars.com. Local NBC affiliate there. In the area where this happened, in Illinois. But imagine this guy is facing life in prison, and the prosecutor is running around in the news saying, yes, we're going to put him in jail for life, and feels good about that. Man, even if you're a soulless monster, I don't know if you are, but it sounds like it, do you want that bad luck? I mean, you reap what you sow. I'm God-fearing, folks. You may not believe in God, but I've seen a lot in my life. Let me tell you, when you do bad, it comes back on you. I mean, I don't know how a prosecutor could sit there in some well-known businessman, 41-year-old, no criminal record, nice, clean-cut guy, videotapes police, and they're trying to put him in jail for life. I mean, that's immoral on so many fronts. And then I read where the average sentence for a murderer is something like 14 years and they serve 7. But you know they're going to keep him in there for decades. And this poor guy doesn't even know his rights. And he's like, well, I guess I'm going to be going to prison for life. I don't see how in America they do this, but I didn't know it was the law. Just the people perish for lack of knowledge. It isn't the law. Why do you think in 38 states, the police know, yes, it's your right to videotape. Just don't interfere in police activity. Stay back 20 feet. Cop can say that all day long. But you can't just, well, oh, what's your wife doing taping me? You're going to jail, lady. And then you get there, and the prosecutor's like, absolutely. Let's send him to prison. Folks, this is the essence of tyranny. If police in 12 states will do this, God help us, even when they know it's being thrown out in most cases. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Well, you found it. The front lines of the info war, the hardest hitting anti-New World Order, pro-liberty radio broadcast / TV in the world. And of course, we're also the largest and fastest growing. That's why, and it's quite a responsibility, but I'm stepping up to the plate. We're launching tomorrow night, five nights a week. It's a big commitment. 30-minute, hard-hitting with reporters, interviews, news packages, in-depth investigations, InfoWars Nightly News. And where do you find it? Find it at prisonplanet.tv, and we're going to launch tomorrow some new URLs that take you to new pages and easier to find the information and on-demand and the live streams and a lot of new features. We may even put it up to, today, but I'm trying to add more content to these front pages of these new systems I've built. So if you're not a prisonplanet.tv subscriber, become one today and support what we're doing and get the word out. Now, and it's the supporters that have been members that have made a lot of this possible, so I want to commend and thank you. We're all doing this together. Now, getting back to the police, and I'm going to come back in the next long segment and go to David, Thomas, Jay, Pat, Frank, and others that are patiently holding. I want to get this article out to everybody. And there's six guys in the little town by the name of Michael Allison, and we tried them, and a bunch of them are unlisted numbers, so we're trying to get this gentleman on the show so we can help him and advise him and say, sir, there's no perception of privacy in public. The police know that they falsely charged you. The prosecutor knows this. This is asinine, but the jury is going to be kept. If you get a public defendant, they work for the system, they're going to put you in jail. This is a big deal. The system knows they're engaging in crime. They're so scared of cameras, they want to scare people, not to videotape them. They want to use that against us, not the other way around. And so, sir, not only should the charges be dropped, but you need to deal with a civil rights lawsuit. You need to call for criminal investigation, state police, whoever. That's like asking Satan to investigate in Illinois, but the point is, you've got to go after these people politically. They are willing to put you in jail for the rest of your life in a cell and make the taxpayers pay for it when they know filming in public is not illegal. Let's go to part of this newscast. Here it is.
75 years behind bars. A prison sentence that long is rarely handed down, and it's usually just for murderers or rapists. But a local man faces 75 years in prison for a nonviolent crime. What he's accused of doing is something many people have done, but most don't realize it's actually illegal.
It's not!
Let him go!
What you're witnessing is now against the law in some states.
Shows police beating
this
people.
Is also becoming illegal, as well as this.
Don't tase me, bro!
These infamous scenes are being banned in more and more states.
Sit down!
The police in these recordings are not necessarily the ones breaking the law. It's the people recording the police. Recording audio of law enforcement without their consent is considered a crime in a dozen states, including Illinois.
This sounds like a plot in a movie. To call what I did a crime is ridiculous.
Michael Allison publicly recorded law enforcement in Robinson, Illinois. Now he's charged with five felonies with up to 15 years in prison for each count. That's a total of 75 years if convicted.
75 years in prison. And it's just so unbelievable.
Allison could spend the rest of his life behind bars. The 42-year-old is out on bail preparing to stand trial. The crime he's accused of? Eavesdropping.
This doesn't make any sense. And for one thing, the statute, as it's written, can be interpreted any which way.
Illinois is one of the states applying old eavesdropping and wiretapping statutes to new technologies like cell phones or anything else that records audio. Those laws technically make it illegal to record on-duty law enforcement officials without their consent.
I can't hear anymore. The penalty. On-duty law enforcement officials, all these little titles. And the rest of it, they know full well, and I've read the Illinois statute, because I've sent reporters up there, by the way. They know full well that that is over a phone line or in a private building without their knowledge. And obviously, if you're taping someone at a city council like he did, or if you're taping cops on the street, or when they pull you over and they're videotaping you, it is asinine. And they know full well that it is illegal what they're doing. To go lie to a jury, to put a statute against somebody that isn't written for what you're doing, is totally illegal. Now, they also imply in the statute it's only illegal to film cops in public. No, the way they're interpreting it, it's anybody. You can't videotape with audio going anybody, anywhere, including a football game, according to these guys. They want to put law-abiding citizens in prison to intimidate us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are up next, then the HPV vaccine. It's coming to every schoolgirl in Mexico, the deadly vaccine. That is coming up. But before we go to your calls, Diamond Gusset is offering $10 off every pair of work jeans for Alex Jones listeners through Labor Day. Go to gussetclothing.com and use the promo code Alex for this special. Gussetclothing.com, use promo code Alex for this special. They're in Tennessee, same place Gibson guitar is. You better buy American or forget your jobs, folks. I hope people figure this out. Once you try these jeans, you won't wear anything else. Whether you're working or relaxing, you won't believe the way these jeans feel. They've added a whole variety of new styles with the same great American-made quality you have grown to expect from Diamond Gusset. Give the working man in your life Gusset comfort today for all the mamas out there. GussetClothing.com. Also, I want to tell you about Innerfood, incredible high quality, produced right here in America and made fresh every week. This isn't some 20-year-old crud. Folks, I'm not trying to bash other companies out there, but it's really true. There are some good ones, but a lot of them are selling crud, foreign-made, Chinese-made, or it's just old. Well, not Interfood. This is brand new, super high quality superfood, just like eFoods Direct and all our other storable foods companies. But Interfood's great because it's all these superfoods. You absorb a lot more of it than just with vitamins. And they're a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink. And again, you can also store it with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted the best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News because it's composed of nearly 50% spirulina, kelp, and other great things. It's also really good for your thyroid. Go to interfood.com and check out their full line of amazing products, all produced right here in the U.S., from healthy coffees to natural cardiovascular support. Give them a call today, 866-762-9238. Or visit them on the web at interfood.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls. David in Florida, thank you for holding, sir. We've had Von Notaus on, Ron Paul, major presidential contender, and, of course, Colonel Schaefer. Quite a transmission today.
Yes, it is. Mr. Jones, I'm calling in because this morning I was listening to 106.5 FM out of Mobile, Alabama. And their guest talked about how, just like you said, Rick Perry campaigned for Al Gore, and that also something new about how it just came out that he was, supporting Nancy Pelosi.
Well, it's worse than that. Yes, of course, her as well. Back in even her San Francisco days, I did see a report on that. But the big one that I just raised with Ron Paul was Hillary Care. He actually gave speeches, wrote letters, went public, what, as agriculture commissioner at the time. Now, the Daily Caller actually broke this. I didn't even know this. I mean, I knew he was a hardcore global warming supporter of Al Gore, presidential manager in Texas, didn't become a Republican until 90, but then was, in some reports, somewhat anti-gun, pro-open border. Here's an example of Rick Perry. He got an award 5 years ago. I have it on video. In Fall of the Republic, that's another film, Battle for the Republic, that's a 16-minute mini-documentary extra on the hind end of Endgame. And, of course, Endgame ends with Rick Perry going to Bilderberg and us saying he's going to run for president and how he's a globalist and look out. Again, that film's been out almost 4 years now, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about being evergreen. And Vicente Fox gave him an award for in-state tuition for illegals, something somebody from Oklahoma or Tennessee or Mississippi, Louisiana, bordering state wouldn't even get, and going along with sanctuary cities. So then this year in the legislature, getting ready to run for president, he then had his people introduce ending sanctuary city laws and then killing it himself behind the scenes, just like TSA. Now that is snake-like. And so, yes, here's the article. Rick Perry, camp defends 1993 Hillary Care praise. And they've come out and said that, yes, we did support Hillary. And it's got links to his letters and the speeches and all of it. So a big Hillary Clinton supporter. Remember 93 with Rush Limbaugh saying this is the greatest evil ever and everything? Meanwhile, Rick Perry was running around supporting it, but Rush Limbaugh endorses him. But you'll vote for Mitt Romney instead. Oh, Obamacare author. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than these two.
Jones, also, what I'm really wanting to call about is, so I called in, and I said how that guest, his information was factual, and that how Rick Perry, it was a globalist agenda that he's supposed to be a fake Ron Paul, and it's the whole plan to push Paul aside. And so I said, that the callers would hear or listeners would hear that, they need to learn who pulls the strings, and that because, this agenda, I said corporate fascist, it threatens our U.S. sovereignty. But anyway, so last thing I want to say is a caller called in after me, and I hope you can get this to Ron Paul. He says he likes a few things Ron Paul talks about and believes in, but he said that he feels it's the supporters of Ron Paul is the reason why it turns people off on Paul's message, because they call and speak about how there is a global conspiracy. That was his word, conspiracy. But here's the scary part.
They always say that. They always try to attack Paul by the awake American people. There is a global government. It's in the open now, calling for global carbon taxes and VAT. And these mainline conservatives have been fed on a steady diet of fake conservatism and fake constitutionalism where they want Rick Perry. I mean, I've heard him. I don't care if he supports Hillary. I love Rick Perry. He's the new Ronald Reagan. They feel like they've bought into a winner. And so, they're telling him he's going to win? Well, I'm going to support him. You know, I think if anything makes news, and I almost don't want it to, of the Ron Paul interview was his statement about, well, Rick Perry might just walk away with it. You know, Ron Paul really can't win, but Paul sees how they're just putting him out there. And listen, I've been to Republican events before, and when I was trying to support Pat Buchanan back in the mid-90s, I guess even in the early 90s, and I mean, some of these people, they're like weird sycophants who think Republican politicians are like rock stars, and they just grovel around and think it's cool to compromise. Well, they've compromised this country right into a rat hole. I appreciate your call, David. I mean, that's what they've done. And they like it that he supported Hillary. They like it that they support carbon taxes. Mitt Romney. They like it that he worked for Al Gore. They think that's cute. They like to get hurt. They like to fail. They like to sycophant around. And that's why Ron Paul was like almost laughing. He's like, well, if that's who they want, okay. I mean, he knows where this country's going. It's like, okay. Because Ron Paul knows in the end everything he's talked about is already coming true and the rest of it's going to come true. Then it's like, okay, you want to run off the side of a cliff. I mean, Thomas in California, welcome.
Yes, Mr. Jones?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
I actually sent you an article from Alternet and another one from Reader Supported News. They both said one was exposing the Ron Paul progressives can't support, and the other one said treat Ron Paul with extreme caution. And the last sentence of the article said, is there a progressive willing to join that fold? And then my response to that was, yes, whether you like it or not, Ron Paul is the single candidate willing to confront those entities destroying our country like the Fed, the military-industrial complex, and the disastrous trade issues, etc. And then every president who took on the banks before had been assassinated like Kennedy, Lincoln, Jackson, Garfield, and that we are under attack with a very dark element within our government and at least two or three elements outside of our government that have global domination in their sights, and that Obama has turned out to be our worst enemy and some kind of Trojan horse for the GOP, and that basically I just went on to cite my arguments about Ron Paul, but within that, within the other responses, there's at least 80% of progressives and liberals that were supporting Ron Paul in the responses.
Well, so, see, that's because there's probably 50 different types of, quote, progressives. There's the communist, globalist, corporatist, controlling. People go corporatist, communist. Yeah, they create it to control people. George Soros type that gives that term a bad name. You can call me a classical liberal. That's called an extreme right winger today. All these terms mean nothing. The point is, yes, in national polls, they've had scores of them. Ron Paul beats Obama. That's one of the questions I didn't have time to get to more than any other GOP candidate. And it's because a lot of people that don't even totally agree with all of his policies and ideas, because they're ignorant, they still like the fact that he does what he says he'll do and is a principled person. So, yes, I've seen that on the, quote, liberal or progressive websites that they like Ron Paul. He really will end the wars. He really will try to, you know, I mean, everybody realizes now this government doesn't work for us. And so even a lot of liberals are now out buying guns. They're starting to get more into reality. But again, when they thought they were about to win something, they supported Obama and didn't look at who backed him. It's the same thing with conservatives. Oh, we're about to beat Obama with Rick Perry, not looking at what they're about to get. Guy bought and paid for by the same interest. I mean, it's so elementary. And those people, you know, it's like Tom Hartman. When I was attacking Bush, he would have me on his show and come on this one and understood I was outside the left-right paradigm. Soon as Obama gets in, starts attacking me, I go on his TV show. He makes fun of me and says extreme right-winger. And I go, Tom, you know, these terms mean nothing. I want a rule of law and a constitution. And he just was hateful about it and tried to make stuff up. And it's like, man, these are political operatives for the Democrats and the Republicans. And we've, literally, it sounds good to have big government to help people, but it'll never get delivered because the special interest will steal it. That's the nature of man. It's why it doesn't work. That's why we need a constitutional republic. I don't agree with anarchists who say no government. But look, most of these modern people cannot stand up to the founders. That's why they attack the founders, because the system is scared of them. You were a rock star then if you could use bigger words, have better arguments, better information, better philosophy, and could speak more languages and could invent more things. Most of the founding fathers were inventors. They were discovering how to channel electricity and stuff. I mean, back then it was about really being smart. Those were the rock stars then. So if we honored that today, we would be a different society and kids would want to be the rock star inventor. Now they know how to sell us somebody that dribbles a ball or hits a golf ball as the heroes, and so our society's falling apart. The globalists know how to craft and control reality. But again, the fact that Ron Paul really is the front runner, they've got a few fake polls showing Rick Perry is number one, shows why the system's so scared. It's just amazing to even get Ron Paul on the show, and I appreciate your call. Anything else, Thomas?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Look, when you're talking to a mainline conservative idiot or a mainline liberal idiot, you got to go, listen, the same big banks are financing both the Obama and his main Republican challengers. The whole system's against Ron Paul. Come on. I mean, you're not that stupid. If you like the way things are going, keep voting for Rick Perry or Barack Obama. I mean, this is elementary. What is wrong with people? But they've been taught since they were little kids in front of the TV in diapers that it's Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy. And then they pick what the big winner is. You get to choose from one of these two. Oh, you don't want this one, a doctor with gray hair. Oh, look, it's Mitt Romney, Kendall. Oh, it's Obama. It's all a gimmick. The gimmicks are going to kill us. Okay, it's going to be reality that saves us. Jay and Mass, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've been a long-term listener. I just got my finally got my prisonplanet.tv subscription. I talk about you with my friends all the time, and on the air I have a Christian radio show. I had a question about the New World Order. I have conversations with friends, and they say that there's no point in fighting the New World Order because, you know, as a Christian, read the New Testament. It says that there's going to be, it's prophesied in the New Testament that there's going to be a world government and, the satanic system, the Antichrist is going to rise up. Might as well just let it happen because and I'm like, what? Like, I was wondering what your opinion was on that.
Well, that's something that I talk a lot about. Even if Armageddon is preparing to take place, it is our responsibility to aggressively fight evil and corruption. And, you know, God will say, you know, I don't know you. I mean, if you're a Christian follower of that system, then how can you go along with it? How can so many mainline Christians make fun of Ron Paul talking about global government when that's what the Bible teaches? See, it's a schizophrenic denial. Now, the truth is that if you really read the Bible, and it's clear, I don't want to get into arguments about it, it says that after Christ returns, the angel ties up the devil, throws him in the pit, Christ reigns for 1,000 years. It's that when Christ returns, the dead rise and join him. That's there. There isn't a rapture before all of this. So it's this ultimate cop-out. And Germans thought they were going to be raptured under Hitler. Christians under Pol Pot, Chinese always think they're going to be raptured. Did people get raptured? The disciples getting crucified and hung upside down and boiled in oil? No. See, this is a giant cop-out and was sold. But for the secular folks, they sell 2012. They say, in 2000, Planet X is coming. And then 2003 and then 2006, and I get emails. I know that July 15th of this year, you're going to be in a bunker in your government. You know that Planet Zupal or something's coming. And then it's Elenin or something, Comet. And I go look at the track of it, and It's a little bitty comet, no big deal. You know, it's just constant. And then as soon as Alanin doesn't kill us in October, then it'll be a new comet. Just like Thundar the Barbarian on TV for kids in the 80s was pre-programming them. And all these end-of-the-world Al Gore movies, don't pay him carbon taxes, all the cities are destroyed by rising water. If the psychological warfare chiefs learned that if you teach people it's the end of the world, they're going to lay down and take it. Why did the Aztecs, even though they outnumbered the Spanish conservatively 500-1 there in Mexico City, where their big temple complex was, I mean, a couple hundred Spaniards show up with a couple cannons, and they had a prophecy about the end of the world and a metal man coming, and so the guys in metal armor showed up, and they just went crazy and started running off cliffs and gave up and said, "You're God," and fell down in front of them for a while, then figured out they weren't God, and, you know, by then the disease had spread, the smallpox, and wiped most of them out. But again, that's all it is. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They got it for secular people. They got it for Christians. So you're just like, why should I care? It's the end of the world anyways. Then you sit out of the game of life. It's a cop-out. It's a joke. It's a game.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, let's jam in some more phone calls here. Pat in New Jersey, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. First off, I want to state that I am a Ron Paul supporter, but I've noticed that you've acknowledged in past broadcasts that, like, an armed populace could successfully resist like a foreign or domestic standing army using asymmetric warfare and guerrilla tactics. And obviously keep criminals from thriving. So I'm just wondering why you don't support a private property anarchism that Murray Rothbard and other philosophers advocate for.
Well, number one, in the type of position that we're in now and the way society's operating, to even sit there and discuss pure anarchy, you know, isn't even in the real world. I mean, what would China do? What would Russia do? The problem is it has to be a philosophy that spreads worldwide. Then in increments, you move towards more and more liberty. There's always going to be gangs that bound together. And then the anarchists say, well, we'll have a corporation or a group that then deals with them. Well, exactly. And you're back to square one. You've got to have local control. And you can have anarchy in a rural area if people are generally culturally similar and have the same code of ethics and are heavily armed. Because people will then spontaneously get together to defend others. It does work in rural areas. It does not work in the society and the system we've got today. Speaking of violence, 90% of war is information and moral high ground. If the minute there was some armed uprising, the globalists would go out and commit a bunch of massacres. It's on the books. That's their plan. To then blame it on us. It'd be a bunch of school kids strung up with their guts hanging out on the news, and they would say that we did it. They'd probably show a Morse video of me doing it. Okay? So the point is there's some very childlike statements out of some of the anarchists that I hear sometimes. They don't understand the scientific level of tyranny we're dealing with. I just want to get the cancer viruses out of the vaccines and point out it's not the law, you got to take them. Or that you can film cops. I mean, I'm dealing with the overrunning of the emplacement, swinging my musket, and there's guys up on the parapet going, and we will have perfect systems of, you know, philosophizing, and I'm like, nah, swinging my musket around, and they're going, and then it will be perfect, pure anarchy. Well, let me debate that with you, my good friend. Oh, that Alex does not understand the subtleties of the anarchical capitalism structures of the stricture. And I'm like just full on, you know, absolute war with the globalist. You got to deal with the globalist. And so it's, I just see a lot of arguments by the pure anarchy people that don't live in reality. So someday if we got rid of most government and got back to the constitutional system and we educated everybody and that worked, maybe we can start testing it. Well, these states vote to be in total anarchy, dissolve everything. Let's see what happens there. Now do you see what I'm saying there, buddy?
Yeah, look, you have many countries now. I mean, they're, you know, say take Switzerland, or there's actually an area of Mexico right now that has completely overthrown the Mexican government, an entire state that has been without government for years now.
Yeah, and those states are absolute abject hellholes of lawlessness and poverty and starvation. And I'm not saying the government brought that. Or that government would bring something good. They had bad, corrupt government, and now it's out of the equation, and it's degenerated even more. You've got to go towards higher orders of liberty. You don't go from abject, dumbed-down masses into a structure of liberty. It's a process, as Ron Paul has said. I mean, comprende on that, Pat?
Well, yeah, I mean, but then you have countries like Switzerland who don't get attacked by their neighbors. And
well, no, that's,
you
know, a sovereign nation. They've got all sorts of rules there. That's not anarchy. Stay there. We're doing Overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.